Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Just don't call me Mr. Dimitri. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri encore and dangerously local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Big Willie 105.5. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network on the radio stations. That's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Hold on. There you go. Thank you. And you can also see the show, Facebook live stream, although you're not going to be able to see the Dimitri Graffiti segment because it is essentially banned by Facebook. So we have to end the Facebook live stream before we do. And it gets pretty intense with Dimitri Graffiti. But we can't show it on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook has banned it. And so that's the end of it. So we'll have to say goodbye to our stream in just a little bit. But make sure you share this everywhere. And again, Wellsburg, what the hell's going on here? Are we talking, and I want to stress, I don't know, are we talking about the same Erica Tamborin that is on the names, that's all over these different court documents that I just shared with you? Did anybody on Wellsburg Council bother to check all of these different cases, find out what was going on here with all of this? And anybody bother to check what the hell has been going on with Shadyside and when that Erica Tamborin was the administrator there? Has anybody bothered to check? Something else is kind of interesting. I don't know if it's an indicator of the fix is in or not. But in this story that Warren Scott wrote about in the Herald Star regarding Wellsburg City Manager legal counsel hired, and that's where I first learned that it was official that it's Erica Tamborin, which I think is the same one with Shadyside, according to the story it is. And I have to wonder if it's the same one who's been involved in all these lawsuits over all these years. At Wellsburg, you deserve so much better than this type of... questioning about who's going to be running your city. I mean, Mayor Dan Dudley Do-Wrong and these guys, I tell you. Anyway, so back to the story here. I was reviewing this during the commercial break. So they've hired a city manager, this Erica Tamborin woman, and also they hired a legal counsel. So in the story here, it says, regular meeting Tuesday, council approved the hiring of Frankovich Anitakis, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Greek names are the worst, by the way. I think it's Greek, but it's the worst. Simon and DiCaprio and Pearl to serve as its legal counsel, with the firm receiving $2,000 per month for its services. All right, fine. I don't know if that's a good rate or not. I frankly have no idea. But it's $2,000 a month. Now, the story in the Herald Star tells you, the citizens of Wellsburg, you paying attention? Because nobody else seems to be. That they're going to be getting, taxpayers going to be paying $2,000 a month for the legal services of this law firm. Fine. Nowhere in this story do they disclose what they're going to be paying this Erica Tamborin woman. They'll tell you about the $2,000 a month, which isn't, not a lot of money for a good law firm. And presumably this is a very good law firm. I don't know them. I'm sure they're fine. But they won't tell you what the citizens of Wellsburg are going to be paying for this Erica Tamborin character. Now, is that just an oversight, just sloppy journalism? Or could there be something else going on with the mayor and city council? They tell us the $2,000 a month, but they're not telling us what Erica Tamborin, this new hire, is supposedly going to be getting paid? Again, it may be a simple oversight. The standards for journalism here in the Valley are about as low as I've ever seen anywhere that I've lived. And that's not an exaggeration. I've lived in many different parts of the country, and I've never seen journalism so bad. Journalism so bad as what I'm seeing here. So it could be just another case of just horrible journalism. My guess is that's not the case, because the story is fairly well written. My guess is that the city of Wellsburg, and I have no evidence regarding this, it's just a gut feeling, the city of Waynesburg is going to try to do whatever it can in terms of this mayor, Danny, the Trump hater, the Charlie Kirk hater, to downplay how much money they're going to be paying this Erica Tamberin, this former nutrition outreach coordinator, who's going to be now running the city of Waynesburg. I wonder if she's going to be getting a time card. How much time can she put in there and also deal with her real estate career? Has anybody actually checked to see if this is the same Erica Tamberin that's in all these different court documents that I just shared with you? Has anybody checked? How much money are they going to be paying her? Why isn't that in the story? Is it that much money? My guess is it is. I don't know. If I had her lawyer here who sent me, who came after me, I would have asked him that question. If I'd had the mayor here, who was just, you know, this hateful, you know, Trump hater and Charlie Kirk hater, I'd be asking him the questions. But they don't even respond, so I've got to ask you the question. Waynesburg, don't say you weren't warned. Don't say you weren't warned. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, got to say goodbye to the Facebook live stream. Thank you all. Get on board for Dimitri Graffiti. It's a lot of fun. It really is. Share this everywhere. Have a great, great day. All right. Dimitri Graffiti coming up very quickly. Rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstance, try to interact with a host. The phone line for Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, so no matter what kind of ailment you have or affliction or whatever, you can still call in and say or do pretty much anything you want to say or do, other than obviously violating the rules of engagement. So here we're going to be starting that in just a little bit. Again, download the River Network app, Big Willy 105.5, and get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So tomorrow and Friday, you're going to be hearing Dimitri encore in Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. And, of course, you can always see the show, the Facebook live stream. And, again, I'll be more than happy to welcome on the mayor and also her lawyer if they want to come on.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yes, the reason you feel that local journalism is dead is because it lives in the shadows.
Tomato Graffiti.
Anyway, you can play the Johnny O segment again, please.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
You still have that car with 180,000 miles on it?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, it's like windy out here and all we do at the moment. Oh, yeah, idiot.
Dimitri Graffiti.
No way. No way that you could come to my lawn. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Graffiti, graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask for your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant.
Any way you can go over the rules again, please?
Yes, I heard that Bill DeFabio is trying to get a job here bringing a high school kid on. I'm sure corporate loves that.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
It's your favorite president who gets along very well with Santa Claus. Our gift to you is mass deportations. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Dimitri Graffiti.
You don't have to say the management's screwing you, Dimitri. Just cough twice if they are.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
They are! I heard him cough twice!
Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love you.